And let's do a little meditation first about these questions. So just come on into the island of your body, into this moment. Take a breath. Just gather all your energies back into you, into now. Take another breath. And know that everything you have experienced today is with you still. And we're asking to just put that in a soft place so that we can all be present to this last beautiful part of our day together. So one more breath in. And feel the presence of the Kryon entourage in the room as it has been potentiating throughout these past 2 days. All that has gone on for you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And just bring that into a place where it can just be with you, in a soft place, a place that you can bless, and a place where you can give gratitude. And continue to bring your awareness closer and closer into this present moment. And know that whatever questions are asked tonight are the perfect questions. And they will speak to you. So I invite you to allow for the possibility of that perfection. And so it is.
The entourage, which has been, will remain. Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so those we invited in last night are still here. And they've been here all day. And some of you have felt them when you came into the room, and others of you have felt them as you listened to the information given this day. Although the day was about teaching, there are some things that were taught that would create an aha experience in some of you. And that is enhanced by those who we invited into the room. There have been questions already, answering in advance even some that are in the bag, about where does your help come from? And in a linear way, you wish to visualize the God in the sky as the authority figure, the one who helps you as you are poised, asking with your hand out. And I'm going to tell you, it is time to take responsibility for good things in your life. And so therefore, when there are healings, you did it. And therefore, if there are things today that would ring true to your heart that you wanted to hear, epiphanies perhaps, that is to say, awarenesses, validations, and you want to know where they came from, I'll tell you. You've got a support group around you. You've got the ancestors standing, holding hands, looking at you. You're a piece of the creative source. Do I really have to tell you where it came from? It is a confluence of spiritual maturity and intelligence that is responsible for the human beings awakening into the next level. And I've just answered a question, another one in the bag. But you've got to know this even in advance of the questions. Now, not all of the questions will be answered. I know that too. At least not to your satisfaction. And I know that. One of the reasons we do not do this more often is because the collection of consciousness that would ask the questions does not normally suit the energy of the channeler. And so we select very, very special old soul groupings in order to do this. And then I've told my partner to make sure that others will hear the answers. For it is the old soul in the room who has the ability and the maturity to put together certain kinds of questions that will trigger what the message is of the day that needs to be heard from those who are listening perhaps at another time. And that is the way of it. The first question, please.
Could you please speak about multidimensionality? I have heard that there are 11 versions of ourselves plus our higher self. From your perspective, is this so? Are some of the versions actually our guides, as mentioned yesterday in the second grouping of our consciousness?
The answer will be non-linear. The question is linear. And I will try to again create an answer which will help you to discern what is really taking place. Do not count the versions. Do not identify the dimensions. And as I said yesterday, it is in a soup, and the meal has been cooked, and the seasoning is in it. Therefore, multidimensionality is the name we would give to the human soul, which is reflected within the corporeal body, for there are multidimensional aspects even of your DNA. So there is information being broadcast, you might say, from the multidimensional soup of what you call your Merkaba all the time. Your guides are part of it. The higher self is part of it. That which is in your DNA instructions, which are quantum, are part of it. And those who are on the other side who have your soul ID are part of it. But you want to know which part is which. What color are they? What do they look like? What are their names? Dear human being, this is so understandable. This is how you're trained. All of you. And part of the evolvement of the human species at this point in time is to get out of the training, to drop the traditions that have been taught to you, even in the New Age, for so long, and start to see an amalgamatum, a confluence, a putting together of the parts in a way that you have never, ever seen before. If you start seeing yourself as a whole, as an entirety, and stop trying to pull apart or identify the pieces and the parts of the multidimensional human being, you start to relax. It is as it is. I am that I am. And you never heard spirit give instructions to say, I am that I am, and these are the parts. It doesn't work that way. And the intellectual who is spiritual wishes to know. It is not knowable. For the soup is the soup. And it's all together. The guides are part of the corporeal human being. Those on the other side of the veil are part of your higher self. The energies in the crystalline grid are a reflection of the actions of you. Your higher self is there as well as in the magnetic grid. You're everywhere and on purpose. The question is honored, but it indeed shows that you still wish to count the parts. Not today. Next.
Would you please speak about why the planet was populated by 5 to 7 to 9 centered beings as per human design, and how this relates to advanced Lemurians?
You should know this, dear ones. Lemurians were not the end all of humanity. They were beginning human beings. Human beings took millions of years to develop to a point at which you were ready to be seated by the Pleiadians. And the number of centers that you had at that point, 5, was about change. And you have to look at the numerology. So Lemurians were 5-centered. This did not stop them from receiving the information about enlightenment. It did not stop them from having a culture where they developed things like the Temple of Rejuvenation, where they were given some physics by the seed parents. But it did stop them from evolving past a certain point. And this was recognized and it was known. It's the beginning of human evolvement spiritually. And so the Lemurians and the civilization of Lemuria is not something to look back at and say, I wish we were there today. You have evolved spiritually from that point. Lemuria was precious because there was no war. Lemuria was precious because it was the melting pot of the beginning spiritual knowledge of humanity. Lemuria was special, for they had developed some longevity rejuvenation techniques using magnetics and supercooling that was available to them at 33,000 feet. Now you know why the mountain came up. But still, you have higher technology today. You can develop these things far easier than they did. So respect them for their beginnings and the roots. The natural evolvement into the centers of the human being is because humans were ready for it. And we said this last night, that as human beings evolve and are ready for certain kinds of attributes, they are given when you're ready. Going to 7, going to 9, maybe even eventually the 12-centered human being. This is human evolvement, and it centers in the spiritual. You got to see all day long the explanation of who you are. There has never been a more elegant system designed yet to help you work with each other than this which you were taught today. And it's based around more centers than the Lemurians had. There'll come a day when they'll go out to 12. And you can imagine the complexity then, because you have to add the quantum attribute. There will be a wheel outside of the wheel. And this is the way it works in evolution, in spiritual things as well as biological things as well as consciousness. So you are still simply seeing the natural progression of a race that has decided to move forward into a higher integrity of life. Eventually, as I've told you, this will reflect itself with higher thinking in government, higher thinking in business, and a collection of countries that would never, ever think of going to war. For they would see their survival as part of the galaxy instead of a simple blue earth that you cannot escape from. There is more coming than you know. And what is coming will increase your awareness of yourselves, will put the earth together in a different consciousness, and you will not be fearful of it. What is coming is benevolent. What is coming is beautiful. And these things are hard for you to imagine, but I can speak of them openly now, whereas before 2012, it would sound silly because there was simply too much darkness around this shift that you have passed. And you will see the channeling is starting to change. It's opening up to new vistas. It's telling you things to look forward to that are grander than ever before. And there are so many questions in the room. Thank you, Cryon. This sounds so good. It's hard to believe when we look at the news. Will we be alive to see it? Of course you will. You may look a little different. Old soul, you're coming back. You're not going to miss this. You're not going to miss this. This is the finale. You've struggled for thousands of years to get to this point. I know you say you're tired. But that's the human mind. Don't you hear the celebration? Will you allow yourself for a moment to relax into the arms of God and be hugged and celebrated for what you've done? You're not going to miss the rest of this journey. You're just not. And so I will see you on my side of the veil for a moment and a half. And you'll come back. You can hardly wait to awaken with knowledge that you've earned. To awaken with instincts that will allow you to remember how to read. Remember who you are. And to keep the light going.
The next question. There have been past advanced civilizations on Earth. What consciousness attributed to their demise?
It depends on how you define advanced. There has never been a higher consciousness than the one in the room on the planet. Did you know that? Advanced civilizations can be advanced in many ways. Advanced in their ideas, advanced in the technology, perhaps, and there have been, but not in the advancement of awakening to what is inside, dear ones. And what has been their demise almost exclusively has been that they did not advance the spiritualness with the rest of the consciousness. And there comes a time when they hit a wall. And without a high degree of consciousness and awakening, they tend to destroy one another. And this is where you were going. Are you aware of that? Think of the prophecies of when you were born. My partner teaches this every time he stands on a stage. Think of the prophecy. And the prophecy said you weren't going to make it. And you had the weapons that would assure you would not make it. And they were all pointed at each other when the prophecies were given. Is it any wonder we would say to you, there have been others that faced the same thing, an elevated technology without elevated spiritual thought creates the demise of a civilization. And that is the answer. You have to have them together. And the one that should be on top, always, if you have to have a hierarchy, is the one that searches for the creative source. And that one, my dear human beings, will be the catalyst for all the others. And for the first time in human history, as predicted by the ancients, the earth starts to balance itself. And humanity starts to see in its wisdom a way of unifying itself instead of separating itself. And human nature itself will start to shift. Human nature itself. And you will see it in the children first, for they will have ideals that you will wonder where they came from. Integrity. You will wonder where it came from. And it will be the opposite of what you were taught is human nature or what you experienced before when you were a child as human nature. Where a child does not have to be taught that stealing is wrong. It is intuitive. Where a child knows about God because it's intuitive. Where a child knows perhaps, even perhaps, that they've lived before because it's intuitive. This is an elevated consciousness. And with that will come the technology. And with that will come the communication with the galaxy. And with that will come the beginning of an ascended planet. Now, I can't go to the next question before I tell you this comes with a price. And the price is patience. For humanity will not suddenly awaken. There will be times when it seems to go backwards, where you stand there and you're the only one saying, I see the light. And everyone around you is saying, well, you're a fool because there is no light. And I'll tell you that this is the way an evolving planet has always worked, in waves, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, five steps forward, a half a step back. And it's a progression that you can see. But in the process of the progression, there is time that must pass. And we've called this before the planting of the seeds. You've got 18 years to simply plant the seeds. I didn't say anything about them growing. This happens through generations. Can you celebrate something quantum with me? Can you go to a time? This is not morbid, dear ones. This is beautiful. Go to a time when you don't have your body. The one that you have right now, the only one you think you have right now, and you're not in it, you're in another one. And you've come back. Don't make up your mind what it looks like, who you are, I'm just saying, go there with me. And you stand there looking at an earth that is so different from this one. And because you are now living longer, you can see actually the evolving spirit of humanity. You can look around and you can see that there is no war. There are still groups that don't agree with each other. That's going to be forever. You understand that, don't you? That's free choice. But no one's killing each other for it. And you look around and you see groups of belief systems that are all unique. And they have grown out of the belief systems that you have today, except something has happened. They all respect one trunk of the tree as the creative source. And they worship differently. And they may have doctrine. And some of them are beginners and some of them are not. And they all have their way of honoring the creative source. And none of them point to the other and say they're wrong. For they all acknowledge that at the core, they have come from the same place. The same love is in all of them. They have their specifics. And they look backwards and they say, there was a day when we killed each other because we didn't agree. How quaint. How trite. How barbaric. And what I have just painted for you is the potential we see with you. Alive, healthy, with longevity due to awareness, consciousness, and technology, looking at the planet in the future. To us, it's already there. To you, old soul, you've just simply passed the marker and beginning to plant the seeds. But you're going to be there. You wonder why we love you the way we do. You wonder why the creative source has compassion pouring out of the center. You wonder why we want to take your hand to make you feel better. You wonder why we're asking you to stop counting guides. And instead, count on us. Next question.
How can we best mine our Akash to discover and develop our life's purpose?
Mining the Akash is the concept of the future. My partner has been in the shower many times with me. And his questions are exactly like yours. Oh, he's managed to pull out a few things and change himself. He needed to in order to do what he's doing. But he doesn't know how he did it. Not really. He didn't follow a process, you see. Not really. You know what he did? He stood there and said, God, tell me what it is I need to know. And in that process, if you want to call it that, which he thinks is a process, he was guided to certain aspects and did them. He still doesn't know what he did. He still doesn't know how it happened. He's just thankful it did. And in the shower, he says, please give me what to say. In the shower, he says to me, Kryon, I cannot stay on a stage and talk about mining the Akash and say, and good luck. It's coming. So for now, let me say this, and this is very honest between us, dear human being. You are on the cusp of something so advanced. When you're talking about using the human consciousness to dig into the Akashic record of who you've been and pull out the attributes that you need for today. And so instead of looking for how, I want you to take the hand that is outstretched to you from your higher self and say, guide me through this step by step for me. What do I do next? And then trust intuitive thought. For there will come instructions. For my partner, it was about his diet, which then became his paradigm of metabolism. His intuition said, stop eating this and that and that. And he did. And from that, it became, now, do you want it anymore? And the answer was no. And his body said, congratulations, we are now somebody else. You earned it. But you had to start in 3D and in a linear way in order to get to the place where it became a reality instead of a diet. In the case of the other things that he has accomplished, he has done it through steps that were given to him through his intuition, one at a time. Because he simply said, tell me what it is I need to know. That's the very best question you can ask of your innate. And by the way, that's who to ask. Ask yourself. Your innate is the intelligent, multidimensional part of your body that knows all about the corporeal confluence of energy between 3D and multi-D. It's smart. It knows more than your human consciousness knows. And it is the one who will then give you the intuition to accomplish the things that you wish to do regarding mining the Akash. So I just gave you some information that even my partner didn't get. He thinks it was coming from us. It isn't. You earned it. You're carrying it around with you. So get on with it. You can do it for yourself, with yourself, if you can cross the bridge to the innate body. And the way my partner did it, and the way we have given in parable after parable, is to sit and say, dear God, dear body, dear innate, because you're all together, tell me what it is I need to know. That's the fast track, and yet it's the one that is the least popular. It requires you to do things that you haven't done before. Talk to yourselves. Understand that your innate, that is your intelligent body, is part of your consciousness and part of you, but the one that you cannot necessarily get to automatically. Isn't it interesting that the human being will sit and meditate for hours trying to get in touch with their higher self so that they can cross the bridge to the other side of the veil and never once talk to innate? Did you ever think about that? I think it's time you started to understand that this is a full body experience. And that's how you do it. And many humans are not ready for this. And so I tell my partner in the shower, not yet, but soon.
When Earth was first seeded with the five races of humankind, what was the first language? And was it one language shared by all, or did each of the five have their own language?
There were a lot more than five. There was more like 26. And the languages were different because human beings couldn't travel very much. And for the same reasons that language began today, and you know how they began in a central place like you call Europe, that is so small with so many languages, is the same reason. When you take humanity and you isolate them into small groups over hundreds of years, if not thousands, and there are so few of them, they never meet each other, they're going to have separate languages. As far as the first language, after the seeding, well, you'll have to ask a Pleiadian. Where do you think they got it? I want you to remember when the seeding took place. Sentient human beings looking just like you, not cavemen. Probably already had communication, if you think about it. But after the seeding, many things happened. Sociologists and anthropologists will point to it if you ask them. And they will say, don't look back more than 100,000 years to find ones like you, because they recognize something happened. 26 became 5. More than that, you talk about races. The 26 were not races. They were different kinds of human beings. You do understand this, don't you, when you go to the zoo? And you see how many varieties there are of mammal? How many deers are there? How many monkeys are there? You realize that evolution, natural evolution, creates variety for survival. You know that. And now you look around the planet, and what do you see? One kind of human being. Only one. Different kinds, different races. Within the one, but the variety is gone. Now that is counterintuitive to all evolutionary processes that you've ever studied. And the Pleiadians were responsible. And it took a very long time. Don't take this wrong, but that was the plan. And it was the plan because you see how you treat each other now. Can you imagine how you would treat each other if there were all kinds of human beings? Some with tails, some with not tails, some big ones, some small ones. You would wipe each other out. So there had to be one kind. Now that's beautiful, dear ones. Now there'll be those who will listen to this and roll their eyes and say, well, it's awful what those Pleiadians did. This is what happened to them when they were seated. Did you know that? You have to ask an Arcturian about that. The grandparents of the Pleiadians. I didn't say the parents, for there was one in between them. This is a galactic evolution of planets in ascension. There is a plan. It is beautiful. You are the only planet of free choice at the moment. And so the question is honored, but the answer is far larger than the question ever thought it would be. It's a beautiful plan. And we continue to tell you that it's not going to be that long. It won't be that long before you start to understand that there are others in this galaxy besides yourself. And it will be intelligent. And you're going to have to rethink God because of it.
And this will be the last question. What can we do to accelerate the growth of humanity?
That's a wonderful last question. And by growth, of course, you mean spiritual. Dear ones, I want you to love each other more than you do now. I want you to be able to love the ones that are giving you a bad time. You know who I'm talking about. I want you to fall in love with the face in the mirror. This changes your countenance. It starts to generate what we would call the metaphor of light on the planet. This is the accelerator. The more you can see God in yourself and act accordingly and fall in love with the attributes of the creative source that is always in you and always has been, the more you can balance yourself, the greater the accelerator to the human race. It's not going to take that many to affect it. And the reason is, again, because balance is infectious. Everyone wants to be balanced. Everyone wants to be around balance. Nobody wants to walk around frustrated and angry and worried. Not really. Not really. And so when you are the catalyst and the accelerator, by showing the God in you, you'll gather a crowd just walking out of your house. I guarantee it. And the people in the shops will know you and remember you. And wherever you will go to buy groceries, they'll remember your name and stop you. And you'll know that you're different. And you'll be peaceful in that. They may even want to accompany you, go to lunch with you. One human at a time, which becomes exponential in an accelerated planet of light. Now, how do I know this? And I'll tell you, because you are not the first. I'll tell you something else. And you have to know this, dear human beings. You think you signed on as a human? That's just for Earth. That's just for Earth. What if I've told you, you've done this before? This ought to be ringing in your cells. Something is different. I remember this. I remember this. I'm shivering because I remember this. I'm waking up at 3:30. Something's going on. I've been through this before. What is it that I'm feeling? And I'll tell you. Some of you have been on other ascended planets, including the planet of the Pleiadian. and the ones before that, because there is a select group of old souls who are really old. This is what you do. Galactic lightworkers, you are. And you'll know this. There'll come a day when the revelation of where you've been and what you've done is far grander than anything you ever, ever thought. And yet you'll go from this place, get in your car, look in the mirror, and you won't believe any of it. God bless the human being for their linearity. But God is still inside. And so I give you this information for those who can accept it and work with it, knowing full well it may take another lifetime or two or three before you know I'm right. But it's going to be you, for this is what you do. 23 years ago, I came to my partner in some very simple channeling, and I said, there will be no Armageddon, for the potentials of crossing the marker are far grander than war. It was the beginning of the precession of the equinoxes, the first of the two 18-year windows, which would center on December 21st. And there was many awakenings and other channelers that came along at the same time. Check it out. And they carried the same message, for this is not a Kryon message. This is a galactic message. All eyes were on you. You just didn't pull it out. You didn't just go through the marker. You did what you never could do before. And the old souls that are here, inside of you, there is spiritual truth and knowledge that knows I am absolutely right. Something is happening. Here are your instructions, dear human being, dear galactic light worker. Remember the last time this happened. Expect the darker energies of this planet to flail and fight back, because they now know they're losing. And because they're losing, they're going to throw it all at you. But you've got an increased light. I'm sorry to be so simple. I'm sorry if it sounds like a bedtime story, but that's all I've got that is succinct enough so that you'll understand what's coming. You're going to win. We saw it 23 years ago. That hasn't changed. But in the process, there's going to be a few times where you'll question it. And when you do, I want you just to sit and say, I am that I am. God, tell me what it is I need to know. And the spark inside will respond. And all will be well. And so it is.